Julianne Wright.
Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Now it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say. People just liked it better that way.
So take me back to Constantinople.
No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Once New Amsterdam.
Why they changed it, I can't say.
You just liked it better that way.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, a Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works?
That's nobody's business but the Turks. I gotta turn the monitors down here. Istanbul.
That's They Might Be Giants.
They might be.
Here at the Saturday Life Brigade. thank you for being with us. Thanks to all of our guests today. And we'll meet you here next week on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Yes, Larry Berger gets your weekend off to a good start, and I come in and squash that sucker flat. You're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport, and 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It is 12 o'clock.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy, and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy, and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something
Larry Berger and for his guest who mentioned Carol King this morning. I'm Jay Thurber. It's 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and the new sound of the Mon Valley. Tube City Online Radio at McKeesport. How are you? Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It's I, your teacher, the doo-wop, your song to swing, your cup loudly grudge, the chet for kids to the groove, Porkology, Jay Thurber at 12:05. much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. The full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Partly sunny skies today, but very cold. Looking for a high of 27 right now outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. 19 degrees. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 15 minutes.
Well, yeah, it's the sound of the old days.
Jay Thurber.
Just for you. It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. Show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot safe. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, say the old folks. Go to show you never can.
McKeesport has after-school events planned all through the month of February, including creative writing classes, Chinese New Year crafts, and a Black History Month scavenger hunt. For more information, McKeesportLibrary.org.
Got an angel on my shoulder, got a penny in my pocket, and I found a four-leaf wished on all the stars above me, and I caught the nearest rainbow. Gonna find someone to love me, gonna find someone to love. Well, I tossed a lot of nickels in a wishing well, and saved a fortune, set the fortune cookies tell. I got a lucky penny and a mustard seed, but a warm and tender love is all I need. And I want a love that lingers and is stronger through and through. So I'm gonna cross my fingers. stronger through and through. So I'm gonna cross my fingers that I find the boy to love me true. And I'm gonna love him too. And I'm gonna love him too.
Shelby Flint from 1960, Angel on My Shoulder. On Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Have you heard about the controversy, and I'm putting that in quotes, controversy, the M&M's people have changed the design of the little M&M's people. In particular, they gave the girl M&M's or female presenting M&M's, that's such a weird thing to say, less sexy shoes. They gave them more, I guess, practical shoes, and Fox News is all in an uproar, and Conan O'Brien says that it's a slippery slope. Once you have woke M&Ms, what's to stop same Skittle marriage? Think about it. God only knows what those payday bars have been getting up to when we haven't been looking, too.
swims the English Channel later on The Jay Thurber Show.
On the ABC Radio Network.
Said a little red rooster to the little red hen. Man, I ain't been rocking since I don't know when. Said a little red hen to the little red rooster. Oh, yeah, Dad, you don't rock like you used to.
That's true, proof, that's true, proof, that's true, roof. Everybody think I'm crazy, but you still my baby, baby, that's true, roof.
Said the brown alligator to the pink crocodile. Hang around, baby, and I'll kiss you half a while. Said the pink crocodile to the brown alligator. Kiss me now, baby, and I'll hang around later.
That's true, proof, that's true, roof. Everybody think I'm crazy, but you're still my baby, baby, that's true, roof.
Said the polka dot cat to the little gray mouse. Man, I think I'll chase you around the house. Said the little gray mouse to the polka dot cat.
Look here, man, how come you act like that? That's true, proof, that's true, proof, that's true. Everybody think I'm crazy, but you're still my baby, baby, that's true, roof.
Said a little green frog to the big black snake. Let's go swimming in the middle of the lake. Said a big black snake to the little green frog. No, Dad, I'm staying on the log.
That's true, roof, that's true, roof, that's true, roof. Everybody think I'm crazy, but you're still my baby, baby, that's true, roof.
Said a big strong lion to the little lady bow. Come on, baby, let's go somewhere. Said the little lady bow to the big strong lion.
If you got the money, honey, I got the time.
That's true, roof, that's true, roof, that's true, roof. Everybody think I'm crazy, but you're still my baby, baby, that's true, roof.
The Big Bopper here on Radio 9, and this is Bonnie Tyler. We have the latest monkey news coming up for you next. Stay tuned.
It's a heartache. Nothing but a heartache. Hits you when it's too late. Hits you when you're down. It's a until your arms break.
number three song for Bonnie Tyler back in 1977. 1221, much more music time with J.E. Thurber. New music from They Might Be Giants coming up. Larry played Istanbul there at the end of his program, so we'll hit you with some new They Might Be Giants here in just a moment or two. Have you heard about the monkeys that got loose on I-80? This is not a joke, this part. The joke's coming. Now, again, joke is in quotes. Bunch of monkeys. A truck carrying 100 monkeys. I think I saw this movie. Wasn't Bruce Willis and weren't Bruce Willis and Brad Pitt in that movie? A truck carrying 100 monkeys crashed on Interstate 80 near Danville, Pennsylvania. That's up in the northeast part of Pennsylvania. And four monkeys apparently escaped. Right? So the Pennsylvania State Police are on the lookout for the monkeys. Now, nobody is saying where these monkeys were coming from or where they were going to. The speculation is that these monkeys were from a pharmaceutical lab or a disease lab. The State Department of Health and the CDC are responsible for the monkeys, according to Pennsylvania State Police. But neither one of those agencies is commenting on what these monkeys were doing in the tractor trailer. However, they have said that if you see one of the monkeys, do not attempt to apprehend the monkey yourself. So that gives you a nice warm feeling, doesn't it? Anyway, so but as of this morning now, the Pennsylvania State Police are saying that there are four monkeys escaped. Three are accounted for. One monkey is still on the loose. And at last report, the state police were attempting to capture that monkey, attempting to lure the monkey back into captivity. They have painted a state trooper yellow and rubbed him with bananas. So, tonight's predicted low temperature, 19 degrees. When the temperature drops below freezing, only Boron with IceGuard protects your car from fuel line freeze-up. You go, or Boron pays the tow. Partly sunny skies today with a high of 27, cloudy overnight, 19. Snow showers likely on Sunday, cloudy, high near 28. Sunday night, slight chance of snow. Mostly cloudy, low, reaching 8 degrees above zero. Monday, chance of snow, high near 34. Tuesday, chance of snow, high near 34. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 22 in Beaver County, also 22 in Butler, 25. Oh, it's practically balmy in Washington. 19 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT. 19 degrees with new music.
Everything's wrecked, everything is wrecked. Smashed up, destroyed, smashed up. Top of the Statue of Freedom from gravity, and you're at liberty to jump from the top of the absence of responsibility and float into the emptiness. Abandoned by
playing its new music here on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber.
This boomba. This boomba. Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
Wonderful weekend.
Domino with Blue Monday here on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. FSN News is coming up for you at 1 o'clock. You're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley. Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport, and independent freeform radio owned and operated by the students of Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It's 1230. on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. At 12:33, much more music time. Taking requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Or over the hotline at 412-385-7450. Here's Sam and Dave. Tell them that. Gabe in Point Breeze called the hotline and wants to hear some Warren Zevon. You say him, we play him on the Big 900 coming down your street in high fidelity. Warren Zevon from 1978 going out by request with Linda Ronstadt singing back up on that record. I'm Jay Thurber. I hope you know what your name is. If you don't, you're in big trouble. I don't either. It's a little cold out there to be thumbing a ride, but here's Vanity Fair on Radio 9, WRCT and Tube City Online. Captain Jack from Munhall wants to send a song out to that monkey on the loose in Danville, Pennsylvania. Yeah! Here's Smokey and the Miracles.
Action Radio.
With winter forecasters predicting temperatures near zero, Pennsylvania American Water Company wants you to know to prepare your home now to prevent frozen and damaged household pipes. Eliminate sources of cold air near water lines by repairing broken windows, insulating walls, closing off crawl spaces, and eliminating drafts near doors. Find out where your main water shutoff valve is, because if a pipe freezes or bursts, you're going to want to shut that water off immediately and protect your pipes and your water meter. If they are exposed, wrap them with insulation or use electrical heat tracing wire. Even newspaper or fabric will work. If you have pipes that are vulnerable to freezing, allow a small trickle of water to run overnight to keep those pipes from freezing. The cost of the extra water is low compared to the cost to repair broken pipes, and open cabinet doors to expose pipes to warmer room temperatures to help keep them from freezing. If your pipes freeze, apply heat to the frozen pipe. Do not use an open flame. You can use a hairdryer, a space heater, or hot water. For more tips, go to AmericanWater.com. That's amwater.com. That is a message from Pennsylvania American Water Company.
Jay Thurber.
More music now.
Sure, they're happy if you just let the water run, right? I'm sure the water company, just let those taps run, the water company says. Don't worry about the money. The electric company, by the way, has their own message. Turn on all the lights in your house and make sure it stays warm. And the gas company says, run that thermostat up to about 90 degrees. That'll fix things. More music after these messages.
Hey, new guy. Shovel, right?
Yeah, Rake, and I'm not exactly new. I've seen some action.
Yeah, what's your story?
Hey, my last gig, I nearly got electrocuted, almost drowned. That guy never called 811 to see if it was safe to dig.
Our guy calls every time he digs.
It's quick and easy. Any tool can do it. Calling 811 gets your underground utility lines marked for free. It makes every project safer for everyone.
Hey, safe digging is no accident. Always call 811 before you dig.
Dr. Elmer Stapley, the word wizard. Dr. Stapley is one of the nation's outstanding authorities on the meaning and derivation of English words, and he drops by to answer questions that you listeners send in about our language and its correct use. Good afternoon, Doctor.
Well, Mr. Elliott, you're incredulated
Sorry?
I was going to ask if you're ready to tear into the first question.
Oh.
Here's one from a man in Staten Island, Doctor. He writes, I'm very confused because there's a highway sign near my home that says slow pedestrian crossing. Many times when I drive by, there aren't any pedestrians crossing at all, and even when there are, only a few of them could really be classified as slow pedestrians. I'm pretty peeved at the highway department for promising me an easy shot at slow pedestrians, then apparently failing to deliver. Do you agree that I have a legitimate squawk coming, or is there any possible way I could have misinterpreted the sign?
Well, the way the sign is phrased, it's just about as clairvoyant as they could make it. Now, I'd say the gentleman definitely has grounds for an illiterate complaint.
Well, certainly can see how important the proper use of good grammar is, and I want to thank you for stopping by to offer your words of wisdom, Doctor.
Well, not at all. I found the experience thoroughly abominable.
I'm sure our listeners did, too. Hope they'll all join us again next time for another informative session with Dr. Elmer Stapley, the word wizard.
Jay Thurber!
Music!
We're going to check sports and weather next. Here's Steely Dan on Radio 9. Radio 9 at 12:53. Much more music time. New music from the Walters coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. We've got a programming note for you at 3 o'clock today. We have a change. As you know, as we've been talking about, Doug Goffis, host of Goffis Golden Oldies, passed away unexpectedly in December. Doug did not leave any – Doug had worked several weeks ahead, but he was very adamant that he did not want us rerunning his old shows. So we don't have any more Doug Goffis and Goffis Golden Oldies to present to you. We do have – An all-new episode of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien is moving into that 3 o'clock time slot here on Tube City Online Radio and on 88.3 WRCT, at least for the time being. We have to see what WRCT decides to do with that 3 o'clock time slot. But for now, for this week and probably next week, you will hear Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with all those smooth, good-time favorites that you remember from the 70s and 80s and even a little bit from the 60s. And Eric also put some humor, spiked some humor in there, too. So I think you will enjoy. If you've never heard Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy or not, then I think you will enjoy that program. That's coming up here at 3 o'clock on 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio. Okay? All righty.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Sidney Crosby got his 15th career hat trick as the Penguins beat the Columbus Blue Jackets 5-2 last night for the Pens' fourth straight win. Brian Domolin had a goal and two assists. Mike Matheson added a goal and assist, and Brian Rust had two assists for the Pens. And then Sidney Crosby also had one of the assists. The Pens have now won 15 of their last 17 games. Elsewhere in the world of sports, looking for the other. Where's my rest of my scores here, ticker? Oh, here we go. Hall of Famer Clark Gillis, a stalwart on the New York Islanders dynasty that won four straight Stanley Cup championships in the early 1980s, has died. He was 67. The team announced his death Friday night. They did not say where he died or provide a cause of death. In college basketball action, the Carnegie Mellon men's team dropped a home contest to the University of Rochester last night by a score of 71-60. That was in Wygand Gym. The Tartans men's team are now 8-5 overall, 1-2 in the conference. The Rochester Yellow Jackets improved to 10-4 and 2-2 in the conference. The women's team defeated Rochester by a score of 63-47. The women's team now 9-4 on the year, 3-1 in the conference. Rochester jumped out to an early lead in that game, but the Tartans stayed the course, and it went on a run to pull within 1 point. 3 minutes later, Carnegie Mellon took its first lead of the game 2 minutes into the second period, hanging on for that victory, 63-47 over the University of Rochester. The Duquesne Dukes men's teams dropped one to St. Bonaventure last night by a score of 64-56, and that takes the Dukes down to 6-11 overall on the season. Other sports news, the Pitt Panthers men's team taking on Clemson today. They're hoping to recover from that ugly loss against Virginia, 66-61 on Wednesday. That game is being played in Clemson at the Little John Coliseum, and tip-off is at 6 o'clock.
Bucky's
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny but cold today. Weather Service just revised their forecast, saying the high now only going to reach 26 degrees. Cloudy overnight with a low of 20. Snow showers on Sunday with a high of 28. Sunday night, chance of snow, low of 9 degrees above zero. Monday, partly sunny, high of 34. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high of 32. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess. 22 in Beaver County and in Butler. 25 in Washington. 19 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 19 degrees. New music from the Walters is going to take us to news time.
Need someone in my life to give it structure, to handle all the selfish ways I'd spend my time without her. You're everything I want, but I can't deal with all your love. You're saying I'm the one, but it's your actions that speak louder.
song that originally came out in 2014. It has just been re-released by the Walters. The band had actually broken up, and then that song went viral on TikTok a couple of months ago, and they are now reuniting. That's the Walters here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. The website is jaythurbershow.com. I'm on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks with The Week in Review, and the week ended where it began, with a standoff between the US and Russia over Ukraine. Friday's meeting in Geneva between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov saw no breakthrough. Mr. Lavrov offered this commentary.
Our American counterparts once again tried to push to the forefront the issues at the border between Russia and Ukraine. They tried to condition everything on the need of the so-called de-escalation, which has turned into some kind of a mantra. But at the end of our meeting, we agreed that next week the U.S. is going to present us with written answers to all of our proposals.
The Americans say he told them there are no plans for a Russian invasion. President Biden caused difficulty this week by making an apparent gaffe during a Wednesday news conference at the White House.
Russia will be held accountable if it invades, and it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having a fight about what to do and not do, etc. But if they actually do what they're capable of doing with the force amassed on the border, it is going to be a disaster for Russia.
In fact, U.S. policy does not distinguish between a minor incursion and a major invasion. And the following day, amid Ukrainian fury, he insisted that either eventuality will lead to crippling sanctions against Moscow. British politics this week saw Prime Minister Boris Johnson continuing to walk a tightrope, but still not falling off it. The Cabinet Office inquiry into summer parties last year that may have breached lockdown regulations will report in the next few days. Meanwhile, William Ragg, a lawmaker with the Prime Minister's governing Conservative Party, claimed he'd been intimidated in a bid to stop him from calling for Mr. Johnson's resignation.
The intimidation of a Member of Parliament is a serious matter. Moreover, the reports of which I'm aware would seem to constitute blackmail. As such, it would be my general advice to colleagues to report these matters to the Speaker of the House of Commons and the Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police.
On Friday, the government said there will be no investigation into those claims. Intense global efforts were made all week to reach Tonga after it was cut off from the outside world following an undersea volcano's eruption and the subsequent tsunami last weekend. One man survived swimming in the sea for 27 hours after being swept away. Dave Tappin is the former chief geologist for the kingdom.
It is very isolated. It's very beautiful. And the volcanoes, indeed, are absolutely fantastic things. But most volcanoes are. There are many volcanic islands, like the Canary Islands or Hawaii. They're beautiful places, but there is an inbuilt hazard.
It could be weeks before full communications are restored with Tonga. From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.